So let's imagine what it would be like if we actually lived from this idea that the field is the only reality. Because in our current very elaborate, very materialistic way of doing things, focusing on the symptoms, focusing on moving the particles around, we're forgetting that there's something that's actually behind the particles. So as we begin to understand that only matter matters is just a myth, we can now begin to look differently at some of the things that we've taken for granted. For example, a scientist named Rupert Sheldrake has written a very interesting book called Dogs Who Know When Their Owners Are Coming Home. Now, perhaps you've experienced this phenomenon with your dog. Somehow the dog is always at the door when you get there. How does that happen? Well, Sheldrake decided that he would study this very common and taken for granted phenomenon. And he set up his experiment this way. He set up two video cameras with time codes so you could see exactly what's happening simultaneously. One video camera was set up at a woman's home and was set by her door where her dog was. Her dog was in the house. The other camera was with the woman who was out and about, and the way the experiment was run that at some point, unbeknownst to her or the dog, she would get a call on her cell phone saying, come home. So in this case, you're watching the video, because I've seen the video, you're watching the video, and you see her get the call, come home. As soon as she gets the phone call on her cell phone, the dog runs to the door. They repeated this experiment numerous times, and each time was the same thing. Now, what's interesting about this is that if you're living with a worldview that only matter matters, you'll discount these things. It just happened. Well, how did it happen? In science, there's no such thing as it just happened. There is an explanation or there isn't. Science, up until now, has avoided these conversations where they don't exactly know the answer before they start. And so in this exciting world that we are living into, we will begin to understand and study how these phenomena happen. How do thoughts get transferred through the field? How do we learn these things? And then how do we impact the field for the benefit of all of us? Meanwhile, though, we need to get back to the myth perceptions so that we understand them fully so we don't need to live them anymore. And then the next myth perception is one that we've taken for granted for a long time, survival of the fittest.